Thank you, Sia. And now we go back to the news, and here's Don again.
Several new shopping and drinking destinations have opened their doors in Norwich recently. A new Sopa Market is hoping to clean up on Magdalen Street. A botanical garden bar has reopened on Elm Hill. A new gin emporium is described as the perfect tonic for the Royal Arcade, where on the Sweetbriar Estate you can learn how to brew your own. To start us off cleanly, here is Alison with a soap story.
Those looking for something unique to either lather up or scrub down with need look no further than a new shop which has opened up near the city centre. The Norwich Soap Company launched on April the 16th and offers a variety of organic and affordable cleansers while drawing inspiration from the owner's home country. Gerhard Horn co-owns the Magdalen Street shop with his wife, Lee Ann. Gerhard, who moved to Norwich from South Africa in 2018, has always been interested in creating the suds which millions of people use every day to keep clean. He said, "My father and mother owned a small cosmetics business back in South Africa and trained themselves to make their own soap. It was something I was also interested in, so I learned from them and started to make my own recipes." Gerhard said, "We want to make a good quality soap, but have everything as affordable as possible."
An outdoor bar in Norwich Garden will blossom when it returns for the 2022 season with a new menu. The Botanical Garden Bar reopens in St Simon and St Jude Church in Elm Hill on May the 12th, and it will run from Thursday to Saturday throughout the summer. The church is occupied by a theatre company, Curious Directive, and it first launched the pop-up in 2020 in response to the pandemic. On June the 4th, people will also be able to get a pizza, pint and pay deal for £20 with tickets to epic drama Spindrift in the church.
It's one of the most hotly anticipated bar openings in the city for years. Now, city-founded Jiron Gimble's second venue, a specialist gin-making academy, is set to open in just 4 weeks' time, further revitalising the Royal Arcade. Jiron Gimble will unveil its new unit at the end of May, ahead of its official June the 11th launch date, on World Gin Day. Owners Rory Smith and Craig Allison are spending around £30,000 on refurbing their new unit, kitting it out with top-of-the-range distilling equipment. Craig said, "We've signed a 10-year lease to be here, so we're going to put a lot of effort in. This is a renowned shopping centre, and hopefully we can be a part of its rejuvenation. Distilling maestro Rory added, "Everything about Jiron Gimble is about the experience, and the arcade adds to that. We want to house Norwich's largest spirit collection under one roof. We're thinking about 300 products, including a selection of wines and beers. And our distillery has quadrupled in size. We're riding the wave. We're biting off quite a lot at the moment, and it's keeping us very busy."
A city scientist turned brewer has used his COVID grant to create his very own filming studio in his shop. Paul Dowrick, owner of Good Life Homebrew, spent his £10,000 provided to businesses during the first lockdown to pursue his passion of filming and photography. He has created a film studio at the back of his store in the Sweetbriar Industrial Estate, which offers a wide range of supplies and equipment for making wine, beer, cider, liqueurs and spirits. It comes complete with a green screen and cutting-edge filming equipment. The businessman is launching new Facebook Live videos filmed in his shop, teaching people how to make their own alcohol at home. This will be filmed every Sunday, teaching customers how to make drinks from scratch. He has previously spoken about the struggles to run a brewing business after the perfect storm of COVID, the cost of living crisis, and the closure of Sweetbriar Road, which has seen customer levels drop. Mr. Dowrick was previously turning over as much as £6,000 on a single Saturday. But in April, he made just £5,000 across the entire month. Despite the struggle, he is trying to adapt his business wherever he can.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were Don Cleaver and myself, Alison Applin. Part two will follow immediately with Information Desk, two more sets of news and a second feature, which takes us to ghostly Great Yarmouth.